The first time we're talking to CT Food Girly in the new year. I love it. Tuesday, we talk food in the feed, and you can find CT Food Girly on Instagram at CT Food Girly. How's it going, Alex?
Hey, guys.
Happy New Year.
I can't believe it.
Now, as CT Food Girly, did you eat, you must have had the best food ever over the new year and holidays.
Oh, I did. I'm stuffed. They had to roll me out. I feel like for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, all you do is eat and spend time with family.
I think a lot of us feel that way coming out of the holidays.
Yeah.
And so that's why so many people make their resolutions. Like the first thing is like, I have to eat healthier.
Definitely. Yeah. So you came up with some spots for us if we want to try here in Connecticut, if people are trying to eat healthier in the new year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A little healthy eating. Never hurt anybody. So I have some awesome lineup for us today. First is Fresh Greens and Proteins. They have a location in Hamden. They offer healthy options like make your own wraps, salads, bowls, and smoothies. It's a great spot to refuel. It's fast, casual, definitely a healthy alternative in the Hamden area and those surrounding towns. I always order the burrito bowl. This comes with brown rice, black beans, shredded cheddar cheese, tortilla strips, lettuce, corn salsa, pico de gallo, so a lot of vegetables. Put a little chipotle mayo on top. I'm full for hours after. It tastes really good. So if you're headed for a hike or Sleeping Giant, this is a great spot for lunch to keep in mind. It's right by QU2. I know it's a student favorite.
Yum.
In Wallingford and also in Middlebury, there's Bemuse Cafe. They offer delicious salads, sandwiches, soups, you name it, they have it. We have a bunch of vegetarian and vegan-friendly options as well. This is another spot where you can make those own salads. Their options are always fresh and delicious. Since I work in Wallingford, I'm here a lot. I always order the Tuscan-style grilled chicken wrap. It has herb marinated chicken breast, sun-dried tomatoes, artichokes, greens, and pesto mayo. It's really to die for.
I love a spot that offers vegetarian options already because
yeah.
I don't have to think too much. So I don't feel like I'm putting in so much effort. I could just order off the menu.
Exactly. And even if you're not vegetarian, it's still healthier to eat that way. So yeah, that's cool.
True.
Yeah. I think a New Year's resolution for some people too would be trying new veggies. So going to vegetarian options could be a quick way to do that too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Also in Wallingford, we have the Eatery. I was just introduced to this new spot in town. I can't get enough of it. It has classic wraps and signature specials. They have box salads and bowls too. Great spot if you need a quick and filling breakfast in the morning as well. I know it's served all day. I've been ordering their BC Beef sandwich. It's grilled chicken, a little bit of bacon, cheddar cheese, chipotle aioli, and buffalo sauce. They do fresh ciabatta bread. It's out of this world.
That sounds awesome.
In New Haven, it's well known. It's called Claire's Corner Copia. It's been there longer than I can remember. It's a fully vegetarian restaurant. It's been serving New Haven since 1975. This is the place you go if you want organic, sustainable, vegan, and gluten-free dishes are available there too. Claire's has a huge breakfast menu, but also they have a delicious lunch menu as well. They have soups and sandwiches, wraps, grinders. There's salads on there as well. There's a whole Mexican entree portion of the menu too. Claire's makes their own refried organic pinto beans, guac, and salsa, so you know it's fresh.
And fresh going into the new year, it sounds like something that I want to take advantage of. So that's cool.
Yeah. Even if it only lasts a couple months, we should try.
Right. Yeah, at least you're doing it. At least you're doing some of it.
And sometimes you enter the new year and you're like, new year, new me. Who this? And we want to try new things, right? We're motivated. So, Alex, tell us about the new places. Tell us about the different cuisines that we should take advantage of in this new year.
Absolutely. Even at CT Food, really, somebody that eats for a partial living, I always want to try more diverse foods, try different places. So I'm going to start us off in Wallingford. There's Lascara's restaurant. It's a Greek and Mediterranean restaurant. I really want to try their lamb gyros. They have spanakopita too. That's that savory spinach pie. They have dill in it, spinach, scallions, feta cheese. It's wrapped in a flaky phyllo dough. And if you wanted to try Greek food, add Lascara onto your list.
Yum. I love Greek food.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And then in Southington, there's a Polish restaurant. It's called The Polish Plate. I really need to check it out. They're serving fresh pierogies. They have the potato and cheese, mushroom and sauerkraut, even blueberry and strawberry pierogies, which I didn't even think about making them sweet like that.
Mm.
And I saw they create a pierogi taco there a couple years ago. It's made up of cheese and potato pierogi taco shell, sauerkraut, kielbasa, bacon, sautéed onions, and green onions. I saw a photo online on their website. It looks amazing.
I love potatoes in any form. So I guess I could say one of my unofficial resolutions is to eat a new type of potato this year. I think it's going to be the pierogies.
I know, because pierogies, I've only had the potato with the sour cream, but you're talking about all these different kinds and like the dessert ones too. Like, I got to try.
So different.
I got to up my pierogi game a bit.
We have to up our pierogi game. I saw they had steak and cheese, buffalo chicken. They're really stepping their boundaries out too, which is awesome. And in West Hartford, there is Zaytoun's Bistro. This is Lebanese and Moroccan. I saw photos of amazing spicy hummus. It looked delicious. Lamb shake, chicken kebabs, and more. I think this would be a great spot to try out some new flavors if you really want to try something new in 2024.
It sounds like the spices, too, are probably good in the Moroccan place. I got to try that.
I feel like it can be scary for people, but I've noticed that when you talk to your waiters and waitresses, they'll really help match what you like.
Oh, that's a great tip. Yeah.
And lastly, there's Ola. They have two locations. One is in Orange, one's in Wallingford, and they really pride themselves on their delicious Latin cuisine. They serve a wide range of tapas, appetizers that all look very delicious on their website. There's bright and beautiful color entrees, packed with flavor, and this would be a nice spot for a date night if you and your partner both wanted to try something on the smaller portion side of a new cuisine this year, because maybe if you don't love it, it wasn't a huge plate.
That's so true.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, tapas are fun because you can try a little bit of everything, which is fun.
Yeah. All right, these are perfect. Thank you so much, Alex. We definitely have a whole list of places to try here in Connecticut in the new year. I love it.
Absolutely. This is a fun New Year's resolution.
At CT Food Girly, you can find her on Instagram to see more of this. And thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.